God's plan works. Find out the difference between your plan and God's plan in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. I loved my sister-in-law, in part because she introduced me to her sister and then worked behind the scenes to make sure that her sister went out with me, and eventually I ended up marrying her sister. Mary used to tell me that I owed her for life. She was a school teacher. She was a short lady, but she had a great way with her class, maybe because there were some of the few people who were shorter than she was. One day she was in her class getting ready for the start of school, and the principal walked by her door and heard her calling for help. He came in and saw Mary standing on a chair with her hand on the bulletin board above the chalkboard. She'd been stapling the letters of the alphabet and was holding a stapler in one hand while she was holding another cardboard letter in the other against the bulletin board. The principal noticed she wasn't letting go. There was a reason. She had stapled her hand to the bulletin board. The principal helped her get her hand unstapled, and after they had treated her wound, he asked her how it happened, and she said, "Well, I was stapling these letters to the bulletin board. I was holding them with this hand and the stapler with this hand," and she stapled her hand to the bulletin board again. If it didn't work the first time, it won't work this time either. Abram learned that the hard way. He had attempted to provide himself an heir by designating one of his servants, a common practice of the day for childless couples. God had reassured him of God's promise that Abram would have a child of his own. So what does Abram do? He and his wife concoct a plan for Abram to take one of her servants as a concubine to produce a child. It didn't work the first time. It won't work this time. Your plans outside of God's plans are not good plans. There are many reasons why Abram did what he did. It had been 10 years since he had left Haran. He and his wife were 10 years older, and they weren't that young to start with. Having an heir was crucial to every plan they had made. The move, leaving their families, taking all their belongings, and settling in a foreign land, all of that being worth it, was contingent on having an heir, and they didn't have one. They didn't seem to have any prospects of having one. Not too difficult why they would start looking at Plan B. Plan A didn't seem to be coming together. This forgets one important thing. God repeatedly promised to provide them with a son. He had promised it initially. He had promised it again when Abram had concocted the whole servant heir thing. He promises it repeatedly in between. Abram and Sarai felt they needed to take matters into their own hands. So they devised a plan recorded in Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. She had a female Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, "Behold now, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go in to my servant. It may be that I shall obtain children by her." And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. It was obvious this was not a great plan. It was not exactly a way to build a marriage relationship, not to mention the mess that this was going to create down the line. And sure enough, it was a disaster. Hagar, the poor servant girl caught in the middle, became pregnant. Sarai, to no surprise, couldn't stand the sight of another woman carrying her husband's child. And Hagar was forced to flee, basically for her life and the life of her unborn baby. We all know how this turned out historically as well. The descendants of Hagar's son and the descendants of Sarai's son are still fighting to this day. Talk about a plan not working out. We need to understand when we depart from God's plan, it can have devastating consequences, not just for us, but for people we don't even know. Our plan outside of God's plan is a disaster. God's plan always works. He provided Abram and Sarai with a son, just as he promised. God also blessed Hagar, who named her son Ishmael, which means God hears. God's plan always works. Remember that the next time you think you've got a better idea, because now you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.